John Henry helped build through the mountains had plunged westward clear across the United States. It was 1870. West Virginia, celebrating her 70th birthday, was having growing pains. The world needed her timber and her coal. For 100 years, the mountain folk had lived free and independent, supplying all their own needs and requiring very little from the outside world.
They built their cabins in valleys so narrow you had to pry them open to pour in the daylight. And they farmed hillside patches so steep a man had to tie himself to a tree to keep from falling out the cornfield. But hill folk had learned to make do or do without.
Near these narrow hollows, the coal lay and the tall timber stood. Timbering and mining were to make great changes in this way of life. Lumbermen and miners were to add their special kind of music to the mountain blend. There was one poor critter who was friend to both the miner and the lumberman, the sweetheart of many of their songs. He lightened their load and shared their aches and pains. It was the mountain mule. Miners sang, "My sweetheart, the mule in the mines." Jerry was a lumbering mule. He's the hero of a work song resounding, "Lord, this timber got a roll."
Timber, timber, Lord, this timber got a roll.
Before the sun goes down, get across the river before the boss come round, drag it on down that dusty road. Come on, Jerry, let's dog this load, crying,
"Timber, timber, Lord, this timber gotta roll.
Timber,
timber, timber, Lord, this timber gotta roll."
My old Jerry is the Arkansas mule.
Been everywhere and he ain't no fool. Work is heavy, old Jerry gets slow. Pull no much and won't pull no more. Cry your timber, timber, Lord, this timber gotta roll.
Timber,
timber, timber, Lord, this timber gotta roll.
Well, the boss is Jerry and he made him jump. Jerry ran and kicked the boss on the rump. My old Jerry is a good old mule. Had a been me, Lord, I'd have killed that fool.
The boss tried to shoot old Jerry in the head. Jerry ducked that bullet and he stomped him dead. Stomped that boss till I wanted to scream. Should have killed him cause he's so damn mean. Crying, timber, timber, Lord, this timber got a roll.
Lumberers were lonesome men. Theirs was a roving life away from their families. Lumber camps were usually not on the railroad. Logs were floated down the rivers. The lonesome timberman might hear the railroad whistle far away on a clear night. Lumbermen near Richwood, West Virginia, used to sing the Cherry River line, which echoes with, "I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow."
Forget me, though I'm never on your mind, but never shall I forget this Cherry River line. Well, I used to court a young lady, fine laces she did wear, but now she chews another buddy, he lets her feet go bare. Where'd you get them friendly the dress you wear so fine? Well, I got my shoes of a railroad man, my dress of a driver in the mine. Well, it's bad when I die, just bury me under the tide, so I can hear old number four as she goes rolling by. Lord, I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow. lonesome, I'm lonesome all the time.
The songs of lumbering and the songs of mining are quite different. The timbermen work in the outdoors where the air is fresh and the tall trees stretch toward the blue sky. The miners crouch, often on their hands and knees in the foul air of a dark mine. When your grandfather was a child, small boys as young as 9 or 10 worked in the mines. The miner and his family usually live in a coal camp near the mouth of the mine. Often the houses are unpainted and there's coal dust over everything. Is it any wonder that the miner songs are sad and sometimes bitter, not cheery like those of sailor and cowboys and lumbermen? The miners used hymn tunes and old folk melodies, but their music often cried and complained. The Negroes came to work in the mines from the cotton fields of the South, singing the blues and strumming banjos. They found plenty of things to sing the blues about in the coal fields. There were the coal-loading blues and the mule-skinning blues and two-cent coal. And did you know that a mule-skinner is really a mule driver and doesn't skin the mule at all? There are many accidents in the mines, and those accidents bring anguish and sorrow to the families waiting above the ground. But the miners made up ballads about these accidents and disasters. They're not pretty songs, but they're still favorites of the miners themselves. The Dying Mine Brakeman is a true story about the death of a young mine brakeman at Cabin Creek in Kanawha County in 1915. He worked on a mine train which is called a trip, T-R-I-P.
A motor was coming off the mouth of 6 Left, which was pretty steep. The young brakeman, and he weren't nothing but a kid, was on the stirrup on the rear. A loaded car next to him wrecked, and, well, he just naturally leaped in the dark and fell under the trip. I never could forget that sight, and I just had to make up a song about it.
See that brave and trembling Mormon said his age was 21. See him stepping from his motor, crying, Lord, what have I done? Have I killed my brave young coupler? Is it right that he is dying? Well, I tried to stop the motor, but I could not stop in time. See the car wheels running o'er him. See them bend his weary head. See his sister standing o'er him, crying, brother, are you dead? Sister, I am dying. Soon I'll reach a better shore. Soon I'll gain a home in heaven, where this coupling will be no more.
When even accidents and hunger did not worry the coal miner like the fear of the machine. Not the machine that would take his life, but the machine that would take his job. You'll remember that it was the fear of the steel-driving machine that drove poor John Henry to his death years before. One of these machines still used today is the joy loader. What's a poor miner to do when he goes below and finds a joy loader? That's the sad question asked by an early protest song, which sounds like a spiritual.
Tell me, what will a coal miner do? Tell me, what will a coal miner do when he goes down in the mine? Joy loaders he will find.
Tell me, what will a poor miner do? Miner's poor pocketbooks are growing lean. Miner's poor pocketbooks are growing lean. They can't make a dollar at all. Till there is place to fall, place it all on that coal loading machine. Tell me, what will a coal miner do? Tell me, what will a coal miner do when he go down in the mine? Joy loaders he will find. Tell me, what will a coal miner do? Now, boys, I think I have a scheme, and I'm sure that it's neither rude nor mean. We will pick our bone and refuse, then we'll know our coal is clean. Then we'll outdo that coal loading machine. Tell me, what will a coal miner do? Tell me, what will a coal miner do when he go down in the mine? Joy loaders he will find. Tell me, what will a coal miner do?
Did you hear the miners sing that they could mine cleaner coal than any machine? Because the miner's work was hard and monotonous, he looked forward to Saturday night even more than most of us. Saturday night towns grew up where the miners would gather on payday to celebrate. Saturday night music became part of our musical heritage. Rough and rowdy with the fiddle and banjo and maybe a guitar playing wildly. It was meant to take the miner's mind off the Monday morning blues. Other machines moved into the mines. As towns grew up where other jobs were to be had, and as the tall timber began to disappear, as roads were built for the new machines called automobiles, whole families moved out of the hollows. Often they left their music behind. If they took it with them, it became lost in the whir and clatter of the big towns and cities. The airwaves of radio and television bounced and tossed it back and forth across the nation until it became something quite different. And so it's back into the hollows that we must go today to hear and record the old music sung and played in the old way. It's as though these Appalachian mountains had been carefully guarding this great wealth of music. It's a priceless treasure that we mountaineers can preserve and give to the whole world, our musical heritage.